This is Gamercast, episode 309, Windows 8 Games. This is the show recorded on the 3rd of September, 2012. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm less tired and stressed today.
I see, so that's why the show's going to be an hour long, isn't it? The funnies.
I can try and be quick.
The funnies.
Yeah, no games, this game making this weekend. Now it's all just talking about stuff. Got a lot more news than we had last week, because you know, that's how things are, but there's not many games coming out this week.
So what's happening? Too slow.
No huge amount.
Now for the news.
Alright, so later this month is Eurogamer Exposure March of the Eagles Gears of War Judgment.
Yes, so as
see
Paul
how I just
started,
merged all those three things into one.
Paul started really well. As he said, it's Eurogamer Expo at the end of the month, 27th.
So this is in Londinium, isn't it?
Yes, Earl's Court, London. 27th to the 30th of September. I mean, we've mentioned loads of stuff already, but there's been even more announcements. So I didn't think we mentioned this last week.
Hey, boy. Stupid Rhys Baxter and Matthew Windsor.
Yeah, ignore them.
No.
They're doing a flipping...
And they know I'm doing it, because I just told them. Ah, dear.
Rude.
And now that's they're playing Terraria?
That's why they were calling you. Anywho, as I was saying, they have announced Peter Molyneux is going to be there doing a talk. I think did we mention Peter Molyneux last week?
Peter Molyneux. Mr. Where's Black and White 3?
Well, Mr. 22 Cans.
What the hell is a Windsor?
Isn't that how you say his name?
Yes. Windsor.
Sore. Windsor, like with a Z. Yes, so Peter Molyneux's there. He's doing a talk on Thursday? I thought you were doing one on Thursday. Oh no, on the Sunday. So he's going to give one of the last talks.
Come on, Catherine.
Sega have announced their participation.
Stuff.
Their, what's the word? That they're there.
Stuff.
They're there.
They're attending.
That's the word. Their attendance. So Sega have said that what they're going to do, they're having quite a lot of stuff there, to be fair. They've got Aliens Colonial, I'll say that right, Colonial Marines playable on the show floor, which will have the new escape mode, which got announced at PAX. Did it get announced at PAX? The trailer came out Friday last week. Where they also showed off their new spitter alien, an alien that spits at people. And their escape mode, which is four aliens versus
stupid
four marines. So their Left 4 Dead style versus mode.
Obviously, the marines are going to win.
They've announced, not essentially, that the cave will be playable at Eurogame Expo, which I think is really cool because it wasn't playable at E3 this year, and they will have it playable there, which is the co-op version of the game. And they will also have Hell Yeah playable.
Hell Yeah!
I think it was the co-op of the cave. Yeah, co-op features the cave and single player from Hell Yeah. Also, on Thursday, so the first day of the show, at 3 p.m, they're having a Rome 2 Total War. No, that's wrong, isn't it? Total War Rome 2.
Total War Rome 2.
This is the press release. They did it wrong.
Good. Maybe they've made an important fundamental change.
Total War Rome 2, they're having a developer session. So similar like to they did with Rest. Although I imagine it might be quite different. You never know. They've had a few months since then. And they'll be showing Rome 2 code, apparently. So I guess they'll be doing a demo and telling people about how Rome 2 is going to be and what they can expect from it. So I think that's pretty cool, because of course not everyone got to go down to Brighton. So as I don't believe there's any videos out yet for Rome 2, people will actually get to see the game in motion. See what they can expect. What is it, 2013? The trailer said?
Whenever it's ready, I think it's a more realistic
thing. Yeah, when it's ready. So yeah, that's Sega's announcements. And then Activision announced the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 multiplayer is going to be playable at Eurogamer Expo. Oh, that's what that noise was. So yeah, you'll be able to play Black Ops 2 or Blops 2, whatever you want to call it.
COD Blops.
COD Blops. And Capcom have announced that they're doing a Devil May Cry, also known as DMC, the new Ninja Theory game, and a Remember Me live developer session for people to watch.
No.
So if you're looking forward to Devil May Cry or Remember Me, which of course was shown at Gamescom, you'll be able to pop to those. The Ninja Theory one is on the Sunday, and the Remember Me one is on the Saturday. So if you want to see who have they got, the creative director of Don't Nod, if that's how you say it, or Don't Nod, I don't know.
Nay Nod.
Talk about Remember Me, then pop ahead to that. They've also got the senior producer there as well. Is that it? Oh no, and of course today they announced another thing. It's crazy because there's going to be so many developer talks that you won't actually have any time to play games because you're going to be in bloody talks the whole time. So yeah, they also then announced today that they've got Dean Hall from Bohemia Interactive doing an extended developer session for DayZ. Or DayZ, however you want to call it.
DayZ.
Everyone I know calls it DayZ.
Yeah, but in English,
okay.
Z is pronounced Z.
Okay. Sadly, though, if you're not going on the Thursday, you will miss out on Dean's talk, which is over an hour long, apparently.
Who the hell's Dean?
Dean Hall. I already just said DayZ.
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 Hey, boy.
DayZ.
Do you want to be on the show or not?
Yes, please.
Goodbye. Right, this is now my version of the show.
That's me.
Where I'm in charge.
That's all the Eurogamer stuff. I'm sure they'll announce another developer session tomorrow or the next day or something like that. But they're announcing loads of stuff. Insert Coin Tees have announced kind of their lineup of stuff and that they're doing giveaways and stuff. So, yeah, there's lots of Eurogamer news at the moment as it's at the end of the month.
Let's talk about March of the Eagles, which is a fun game set with Napoleon hanging out in Napoleonic Europe.
So it's a new grand strategy title from
My foot really hurts.
From Paradox. It's set between the kind of core Napoleonic War years.
When's that?
Which is between 1805 and 1815.
Nabor, all his best stuff was before that.
However, you're not playing as Napoleon and his army. Or Grande Armée, I don't know how you say it.
Le Grande Armée.
I don't talk French in a French accent because it just makes me sound stupid.
Which invaded Russia in 1812.
Yeah, so instead you are against Napoleon's army. So you're trying to beat the crap out of him. However, he was a very good military commander, so I'm sure he'll put up quite a fight with his
little people. Could make the game ridiculously hard and make all your troops run away.
They could. As well as, like, I'm sure, quite a nice single-player campaign. They're also having up to 32 online multiplayer with it.
What? How can you have 32
multiplayer? 32 different pieces of Europe fighting against him. Apparently.
I don't like those odds.
They have, you can, like you can with actually most Paradox games these days, you can apply for early... early closed
interactive
beta access, which has a deadline of September 6th, so you have to apply pretty soon. But it means you get to play it before the game comes out, which is not until early next year. And of course, it'll be for Windows, as are all the Paradox's games.
Let's talk about Gears of War Judgment, because this is a fun game in the Gears of War series, which I know Frantonio enjoys.
Yes, so Gears of War Judgment is, of course, a prequel to all the current Gears of War games that have been released. It's the first game to not be developed by Epic Games, and it's instead being developed by People Can Fly, their Polish counterpart, who of course made Bulletstorm recently and the Painkiller games in the past. They have announced that another multiplayer mode in Gears of War, which is called Free For All. So it sounds AKA pretty much like Deathmatch. So it's Cogs and Locust versus each other. You're no longer working with a team of other soldiery dudes. You're just all going up against each other.
Deathmatch.
Yeah, pretty much. They also announced two maps, Gondola and Library. Gondola sounds like it's in... Is it...
Bognor Regis somewhere?
No. Not Bognor Regis.
Farnborough. Farnborough is...
Near the Agora foothills.
Where the hell that is.
And Library as well, which takes place in the library level from Halo. Documents. It makes me think that you'll be playing a multiplayer game within that place at the end of Indiana Jones, where they've got all the boxes of stuff. It makes me think it'd be like that.
Military warehouse for the government secrets.
Not like the library from Halo. But yes, they've announced that. Gears of War Judgment is, of course, coming out 19th of March next year. Only on Xbox 360. PlayStation Vita, we mentioned this last week because Monkey Paw Games announced their games that were going to be... Monkey Paw Games.
Do they not have any monkeys? Send them a monkey.
Because they've only got monkey paws. So attach monkeys to the paws with sellotape. They announced what of their games were going to be available on the... Well, playable on PlayStation Vita with the PS1 Classic support. This patch has now come out, which was version 1.8. It now means the PlayStation 1 Classics games are now on the PlayStation Vita store, available for the same price you would pay for them on the PS3.
Fantastic.
And if you'd already bought them on your PS3 or PSP, you can just download them again and play them on there. There's over 125 games, I think it was 129 in total. There's a full list on the Sony blog, but it includes some awesome stuff like Soul Reaver, Resident Evil 2, although it's £8 for Resident Evil 2, you could pick it up cheaper on the PS1. Cooler World, Kurushi, Vigrant Story, and all the games that aren't out in the UK, annoyingly. Like in Japan, you've got things like Klonoa out, Bushido Blade, Rival Schools. There's loads of stuff we're missing out on in the UK and in America. And they got all the best stuff in Japan. However, this is out now. They did also sneak something in very small and, hoping no one would notice. I think Eurogamer picked up on it. In their update as well, they locked your PSN or your SEN ID, whatever you want to call it, to your memory card. Which then means...
It's just the 1.8 update.
Yeah.
So, don't download it.
Well, if you have multiple memory cards, or if you've got... Well, if you've got multiple memory cards, it's okay, because you can have then different accounts on different memory cards. However, if you did have save data for games... with, say, a Japanese PSN or an American PSN, and you save them on that memory card, they are erased. Apparently. Don't you think that's quite harsh?
The chat room's telling me off for talking to people.
Don't you think that's quite harsh? Erasing save data if it's not for the same PSN ID.
Unfortunately, this is Sony.
Yeah. To be fair, I haven't actually gone to the complete faff of putting a different... PSN ID on my PlayStation Vita, because you've got to wipe everything and format it, I believe. Put it back to its factory settings and then sign in as a new account, and then you have to go back if you want to get back, so I'll just stick with my UK account. But yeah, you can pick up the update and buy any PS1 classics. Some, however, still don't seem to want to be downloaded on your PlayStation Vita. I had issues with Soul Reaver, because it just came up and said, even if you bought it, this cannot be downloaded on PlayStation Vita. So with some games, you will have to download them on your PlayStation 3, hopefully if you have one, and use the content manager to transfer over the game files, which means you have to download them from the PlayStation Store but leave them in the bubble and don't install them on your PlayStation 3.
Leave them on the bubble? What?
In the bubbles.
In the bubbles?
In the bubbles.
This is not good.
So some news from Daedalic. Is it Entertainment? Or is it just Daedalic? They released Deponia earlier this year. It was about
quite a recent. I tell them to.
was it May or was it June? It was around the time E3 happened. And they've already announced that there's going to be a sequel to Deponia called Chaos on Deponia. And it will be coming out before the end of the year. Hopefully that will also mean in English, because of course Daedalic are German. Oh, there you go. Deponia came out back in June. Chaos and Deponia improves on the original with more depth, more fun, and the reunion of Rufus. Well, isn't that a spoiler? I'm not going to spoil anything, but it kind of continues on from where Deponia left off. And yeah, it's supposed to be coming out November 6th on Steam for Windows and Macintosh. I recommend you check out Deponia because it's a lovely looking game. Just like a Whispered World, you just have to put up with ever so slightly annoying characters.
Yeah, too many annoying characters, like, I don't know, Reese Baxter.
Want to talk about the next one?
Am I talking about next? What is the next one?
Windows 8.
Why are we talking about this? The games they've announced. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got the list, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a list. What am I reading it off?
Yeah, and I'll demo the cool Xbox Live support.
Okay, so I guess Microsoft announced this. They've announced a list of games that have support on Windows 8, which I guess mean they have achievements as well.
Yes, they do have achievements.
Yep.
Because these are the Xbox games they've announced.
So they've announced how many? 40 games in total, which include things like A World of Keflings, Angry Birds, Cut the Rope, Dragon's Lair, Fruit Ninja, Gunstringer, Gunstringer, Dead Man Running, Hydro Thunder, Ilo Milo, Kinect and Wars Unleashed.
Cover your ears, this is probably going to be loud.
Yeah. It is a bit loud. Microsoft Mahjong, Microsoft Minesweeper, Microsoft Solitaire, Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, Rocket Riot 3D, Shuffle Party, Skulls of the Shogun, that's cool. Oh, you can't see me. Skulls of the Shogun, though. Toy Soldiers Cold War, Wordemen, and Zombies.
So if we just open the Solitaire game, excuse the poor frame rate on the video feed, it's just because we don't have the CPU powers to really capture at full resolution at a decent frame rate.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. So basically Xbox Live support. So you've got theme downloads, awards, and then you've got the achievements and stuff here. So Jack of all trades. So it's just like integrated into the game. Here's me up here. So yeah, that's what most of the games will be like. Fruit Ninja's already on her end, so are the, you know, all these crappy games. So yeah, that's fun. Also got Smart Glass already on her as well. And Wordeman. There's Wordeman as well. He does on the ND8. It's like that.
Cool.
So yeah, has fun.
Yeah, Paul's got lots of G's already, haven't you?
I've got all the G in the Solitaire, Mahjong, and Minesweeper games.
Yep.
100% G's. This sucks. No, you suck, Baxter.
And then some other Microsoft-related news. For Xbox Live, they've done an update for the BBC iPlayer, which may be why it's been utterly crap for the past week or two.
That might be related to other things we've got.
It could be related to other things. However, it could also be related to there being an update for the iPlayer. However, I did grab the update for the iPlayer, and it seems a lot better now. So the update now includes BBC Radio 1, BBC One Extra, BBC Radio 2, BBC Radio 3, BBC Radio 4, BBC Radio 5 Live, BBC Radio 6, 6 Music, BBC Asia Network, and BBC World Service. So if you want to listen to any radio-based stuff, then you can on the iPlayer now. Just like if you were using the Windows desktop version. If you were using the Windows version. Next up, Gotham City Impostors news. So Gotham City Impostors came out a little while ago now. Did it even come out last year, potentially? It was earlier this year, I think. And they've now announced that the Windows version has gone free to play. This should mean there's some free G's going about.
The fridge.
Because it's a Windows Xbox Live Gold, Xbox Live. I'm just trying to think of what they say on the thing.
Games for Windows.
That's
Live.
The one.
But that's not used anymore.
No.
Now it's just Xbox Live for Windows. Yeah.
Gotham City Impostors is Games for Windows Live, and it has now gone free to play. You can download the newest version on Steam, and it is free. it's also Steamworks enabled, so I wouldn't imagine they would have taken out the Games for Windows liveness.
No, other Steamworks games have GW blah blah blah, WGX whatever support.
So yeah, if you now want to pick up Gotham City Impostors, play as the Jokers and the Bats, you can play with up to 12 people, 12 in total, and try and kill each other. And it's free to play, so I think that's pretty cool.
Let's talk about Pokemon. So for those that don't know, there are new Pokemon games coming out. Black and White 2, but not Black and White 2, Pokemon Black and White 2. Because Black and White 2 is already out, and it's a good game, and I don't appreciate Pikachu being a creature in my Black and White game. Get out. Sorry, you're saying?
Okay. So as Paul was saying, Black and White, Pokemon Black and
well,
White 2.
Well, I was just making it up.
Pokemon Black and White 2 and Pokemon White. Black. Why have I called it Pokemon Black and White 2? This is your fault. Pokemon Black 2 and Pokemon White 2. I like the link.
What link?
I don't know. Yes, so beginning from a couple of days ago, game stores are allowing you to download
Keldeo.
For their copies
prancy horse
of Pokemon Black thing. Or Pokemon White. Pokemon Black 2 and Pokemon White 2 come out October 12th.
Let's just call it Pokemon Peter Molyneux.
Download
the exclusive Peter Molyneux Pokemon.
If you pop down to your local game store from now.
What about Game Station stores?
I imagine Game Stations as well. Because they are the same company.
Yeah, but what does it say?
It just says game.
Sorry, Game Station people.
So yeah, pop down to your local game with your Nintendo 3DS or DS, whichever, it doesn't matter. Pokemon Black or White.
I have a DSi, does that count?
And then you will also need... No, yes. Yeah.
What about a Game Boy?
No.
Game Boy Micro?
No.
Game Boy SP?
No.
Game Boy Advance?
No.
Game Boy Color?
No.
Game Boy Pocket?
No.
Game Boy?
No.
Wii?
No. And then also within your save file of Pokemon Black or Pokemon White, you will also need to have gotten the Pokedex already and have no more than 11 Wonder Cards in your possession. And then you should be able to get the...
What the hell is a Wonder Card?
I don't know. Keldeo. And you should be able to get that Pokemon, which I believe you can then, I guess, transfer into Black and...
Black and White 2. Keep
making me call that. Pokemon Black 2 or Pokemon White 2. If you want to get Keldeo, pop down... Well, Keldeo, whatever his name
Horseman.
Is.
Horseman.
Pokemon, new Pokemon, special Pokemon. If you want to get him, go down to your local game store before the 11th of October. Otherwise, you won't be able to get him.
Ever.
Because I guess they're shutting it off the second Pokemon Black 2 or White 2 come out. So yeah, pop down to your local game stores.
Why is Pokemon on GamerCast?
Pokemon.
Me and Adam used to talk about games like Transformers and Halo. I don't think we ever mentioned Pokemon.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure Adam did.
Really?
Let's
check my old show notes, then we'll find out.
Yeah, okay, you can do that while I talk about the next show note, yeah?
No.
Okay, so Trine 2 is having an expansion pack called Goblin Menace. This is, of course, kind of the first expansion pack for the Trine series, I believe. It's coming out... Really? September 6th, so really, really soon. It's a new expansion that features a campaign featuring, well, spanning across 6 unique levels and new skills that are playable also in the original game, so if you get it, it transfers back across. As well as this, there's a patch to make sure that the new expansion works in multiplayer. They're also trying to bring many long-requested features for Trine 2 players, including an arrow indicator
and Warcraft.
Of other players' locations in multiplayer, and lots of minor gameplay changes and additions, as well as technical fixes. Also, if you have the Trine 2 Collector's Edition, which came in a card sleeve...
No, but I've got this Dirt Showdown key, which if anyone can see quickly on the camera, they can type it in before I do and get my game.
Mm-hmm. too slow. Yeah, anyone who bought the 22 Collector's Edition or has a copy of it, you'll actually already have immediate access to a beta version of Goblin Menace, which has the first two levels. Once the expansion is available on September 6th, however, the beta will disappear and you won't be able to play those first two levels anymore. The expansion pack itself is coming out for, what, $6.99? And it's going to be slightly cheaper when it releases on Windows and on Macintosh. That is on Steam. It will then also go on the Macintosh App Store as well as later on Linux. And Trine 2 Goblin Menace will also be featured in the Trine 2 Director's Cut for the Wii U version of the game. Which is nice because it means they're not leaving people out. Grimlock. So, yep. Next up, we already briefly mentioned this anyway, but Aliens Colonial Marines news. So they announced Escape multiplayer mode, which
Escape!
Is
run away!
Four Marines, four Aliens. You're the Marines, well, or the Aliens, of course. And you've got to get to your safe house, I guess.
The aliens have to get to the safe house?
No, the aliens don't. The aliens have to try and stop the Marines from getting to where they want to get to. And you're trying your best to kill some alien scum or Xenos, whatever you want to call them.
Xeno moops.
In this new trailer that came out as well, they showed a new alien, which is the Spitter, which has kind of like...
We just talked about this, didn't we?
I know we did. These kind of green glowing orbs on the back of his head.
Stupid.
But yeah, they're trying to make some fun multiplayer for it, pretty much. And it will be available to play at Eurogamer Expo, as we mentioned previously in this show.
Yeah, meet Grimlock, not nice dino. Let's put Professor Layton under Grimlock.
So Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask has been announced and given a release date, which is the first Professor Layton game on the Nintendo 3DS.
Free.
This came out last year in Japan Land. However, it was not a launch title for us over here, and they're just releasing it. Of course, they had to translate it and everything, so, you know, they've got reasons for why it hasn't come out yet. It's the second in the prequel trilogy, so Spectre's Call was the first in the prequel, then there was the first three before that. This is the second, and then there'll be the third one, which is coming out next year in Japan. This one, you get to play a 17-year-old Herschel Layton. I didn't know his first name was Herschel. Herschel. He owns a farm. No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I'm talking Walking Dead here. His name was Herschel, wasn't it?
Okay.
Was it Herschel? In Walking Dead?
I don't know. Well, I can think of it at the moment. Is Heavy Rain and the dude saying Sean over and over? I don't know what that's got to do with it, but that's all that comes to mind.
I feel like I need to send you a video of... I showed you the glitch
Sean!
One, didn't I? You watched the glitch.
Yes, I saw the glitch one. Let's talk about Harvest Moon.
Wait. It once again has daily puzzles, and I don't know if they fixed it on the older ones, but on this one, you will actually be able to do it if you've got a WPA connection, because the first one, like the original Professor Layton, wouldn't let you have a
WPA
connection.
Well, that's because the DS,
yeah.
the only encryption it supported was WEP, which, yep. No offense, WEP was broken about 10 years ago, so that's another security fail by a Japanese company.
But it's nice, because of course this is a 3DS one, it has to include WPA, because it has WPA
support.
What
about WPA 2?
Well, we use WPA.
And PSK.
Yeah, it's got that support.
Yeah?
Okay,
let's change the encryption on the router.
What, something it doesn't have?
Yeah.
So yeah, new 3D Professor Layton coming out 26th of October this year. That is actually the first day of London MCM Expo, so there's potential that Nintendo will have it on show, because Nintendo always have a nice little area full of games, and what's the better thing to do? Well, what's more better than, of course, showing the game on its day of release and a couple of days after to people who would like to buy the game?
Genesis does what Nintendo.
You didn't sing it right.
Let's talk about Harvest Moon.
Genesis does. Isn't that
how
it goes?
A new beginning.
Yes, Harvest Moon, a new beginning. Well, you
4 years ago, this would never be on Game Right Now.
You're singing Nintendo. What's wrong with Harvest Moon? Harvest Moon's a good series of games.
It's not on my computer.
If you had a SNES emulator, you could have the SNES one.
It's not on there.
I know, it's not on your computer. So this is American news, but I thought I'd mention it anyway. So Natsumi have announced that A New Beginning is coming out November 6th this year. This is the 15th anniversary of the Harvest Moon Games in North America. And to celebrate, they're doing special pre-order stuff, so you can get a big cow, which is 12 inches.
You can get a big cow.
Yes, a Harvest Moon cow. They're cute. Or you can get a yak. I'd choose a cow over a yak.
I think we're sticking with a cow.
Yeah. Well, the yaks are quite cute, aren't they? They're like big woolly cows, aren't they?
No.
No?
A yak is one of those crappy planes that's not very good.
So, if you're in America, I don't believe Natsumi may allow people to order stuff outside of America. But if you are an American listening to the show, you will be able to pre-order the special edition that comes with the Moomy Cow or the yak.
You just call it the Moomy Cow.
Yeah, I called it a Moomy Cow.
What about a Moo Moo Cow?
I never called a Moo Moo Cow.
Moo Moo. Sheriff Moo Moo.
Yeah, you'll be able to pre-order it from the Natsumi website from September 24th. Fans can watch the Natsumi Facebook, Twitter, and forums for updates on this moo-tastic package. Moo-tastic. Moo. So yeah, that's New Harvest Moon. It's coming out for 3DS.
4 years ago, me and Adam would be talking about how we're kicking ass in World of Warcraft.
It must be 3DS. It's New Harvest Moon.
Of course it's 3DS, nothing's DS anymore.
Akai Katana Shin, as you would call it if it was Japanese version, but in Europe they call it Akai Katana, has now, should be now, been released on the Games on Demand for Xbox 360. You can purchase it, of course, in a retail package, or now you can download it straight off your Xbox dashboard. I suppose you could say that. Straight off onto your Xbox for the price of whatever equates to $24.99.
$25. Not 15 quid.
Yeah. If it was me, I'd pick up the actual box copy of the game. But, yeah.
In other news, more important game-related news now. MechWarrior Online. There is only 3 days left to get the Founders Pack if you want to get one. They're stopping it the 6th of September. So if you want all of Founders' goodness, like a premium account and in-game money and Founder mechs and stuff, you got until the 6th of September. That's the last day they're doing it.
That's quite soon.
And it also gives you access to the closed beta as well.
So you'd be able to start playing it straight away.
But the fact they're closing on the 6th, does that mean they're about to start up the open beta? Who knows?
Potentially.
Oh no, tomorrow's Tuesday. Oh no. That means Duncan's going to come in the store. Oh no. Let's talk about The World Ends With You, because that's appropriate now. The world has to end since Duncan's coming in for it.
Yeah, so we mentioned this previously because someone in the chat room asked what this was, and it was something on the Square Enix website. And it was actually, instead of them announcing The World Ends With You 2, it was they announcing The World Ends With You for iOS. So it's available for, they say, iPhone and iPad platforms. I'm sure that means iPods as well. So they've re-released World Ends With You in a mobile version called Solo Remix.
No.
As apparently specifically been designed for mobile playings. It's also got wireless arcade stuff. So you can take on other...
Up.
I'm trying to read my show notes. So you can take on other players.
Fine, I'll compensate by doing this. Now we're even.
But yeah, so World Ends With You. Probably, I play it on my DS instead. But you can buy it for $12.99 for iOS. For iPad, $13.99. Okay, apparently you can only play it on an iPhone 4 or later. So that minimises me from being able to play it, because I only have an iPod Touch, because of why would I want an iPhone? How rude.
Why do you want to play it anyway?
It's a good game. It's a
crappy game. Let's talk about Command & Conquer, because there's a series of fantastic games that definitely haven't gone downhill over the years. So this is the Ultimate Collection, hopefully with some of the good games in it.
Yes, so it's the 17th anniversary, and 17 games have been released. Right, 17 years and 17 games. They haven't released a game every year, have they?
Command & Conquer. Command & Conquer Red Alert.
Yeah, Command they're including expansions.
Okay, Command & Conquer.
Can you name it? I've got it here. Can you name it?
Something Ops or Strike? Close. Or something. I know it because I've got the box. Covert Ops.
Yeah, the operations that got it down here is, yeah.
Covert Operations. Covert okay.
Operations.
C.
Yeah. Are you going to name all 17?
Oh, jeez. Red Lure, you had The Aftermath.
Yep.
Retaliation?
No.
I don't know. What was the other one?
Counter-Strike.
That's a stupid Half-Life game. Then you had Tiberian Sun, which came with the expansion pack. Was that was Firestorm?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man. Was there two expansions for that?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, then we had Red Alert 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the expansions for that because it went downhill at that moment.
You don't know the expansion for it?
No.
Yuri's Revenge.
Okay, there you go.
What's his face on the front?
I never played it because I thought it was crap.
Okay. Then you've got the Ultimate Downhill.
Then, yeah, oh jeez. Well, Generals was good.
No, the Ultimate Downhill.
What's that?
Renegade.
Oh yeah, well, Renegade wasn't really a proper game, was it?
Well, no, it wasn't a Command & Conquer game.
Although it was, I mean, it was much delayed, and we hoped it was good, but it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. You said Generals.
Generals was good. I don't know what the expansion pack was called. Zero Hour, maybe.
I thought you'd know that.
Generals is a good game, actually. I quite like Generals.
And what else?
Well, you had Tiberian Dawn. Oh, sorry, Twilight.
Yeah, that's the newest one.
Yeah. Then you had. All these other games as well.
You've got all the rest. Tiberian Wars, Kane's Wrath, Red Alert 3, and Red Alert 3.
Oh, sorry, the reason I didn't remember Tiberian Wars is because originally it was supposed to be Tiberian Dawn, aka the first one, Tiberian Sun, and Tiberian Twilight. So there's stuff in the middle I just forget.
Yes, so as Paul has now named all of them, EA are doing a compilation, which is the ultimate collection of every Command & Conquer game released, pretty much.
And half of them won't work on your computer.
It will be available later this fall. I think there's a actual release date somewhere on here. For $24.99. There you go, in October. They claim the games will work... Oh, apparently, all the games have been updated for Windows 7 and Windows Vista. They claim. Also, if you buy the Ultimate Collection, it gives you early access to the upcoming beta for Command & Conquer. That comes out next year.
Oh, is that the one that's free to play now?
Yeah.
Generals 2, is it?
Yeah, that's what it was originally called, but then they just renamed it and made it free to play.
Okay.
Do
you know what else is free to play? MechWarrior Online.
And they also advertised the new Tiberium Alliances game as well. If you're a Command & Conquer fan and want to relive the classic old days of the Westwood games...
The only good thing in Red Alert 2 was they had ambient sounds. Prior to that, they needed a heavy soundtrack to cover up the fact that the game was devoid of all noises. Apart from, obviously, guns firing and Unix acknowledging. But in Red Alert 2, like, monkeys in the forest would make noise and... Rivers would make noise and stuff like that. So, let's talk about Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, because this is another one of these Metal Gear Solid games that I know nothing about and have never played and I'm not interested in whatsoever.
Yes, so Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes has been announced. There is a video you can watch. It's a trailer. It's 11 minutes long. I believe there's also a 15-minute long version as well. So Ground Zeroes is a prologue to Metal Gear Solid 5. And will launch on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, so it's a multi-platform launch for a Metal Gear game. No announcement whether it's coming out on Windows, though. However, the last time a Metal Gear game came out on Windows was Metal Gear Solid on PC, right? Or did they do a release of Metal Gear Solid 2? I don't think they did. It's like I'm playing a flipping game. Damn it! Ground Zeroes isn't the rumoured Project Ogre. And it was announced during a 25th anniversary event last week. It utilizes their new Fox engine, which there's credits for at the end of the demo and stuff like that. And the game is set after Peace Walker. You should watch it. It looks really nice. They've done some good work on it. A lot of people are like, hey, wow, this is... Next generation on current generation. It's like,
wow, next generation on the next generation that we still call next generation. Let's watch Star Trek: The Next Generation.
And then finally, well, yeah, Ground Zeroes, you can check out the trailer video if you want. It looks like a massive cutscene. There's a tiny bit of gameplay at the end, but not really much. But you can give it a watch. It's cool. It's got nice lighting in there. And it's raining, which is always great in a game because it looks nice and it's atmospheric. Finally, we have a giveaway that I thought I'd mention for Jagged Alliance Crossfire. It's a standalone expansion for Jagged Alliance, which came out a while back. But Crossfire comes out. I think it comes out September. We've got a few copies to give away. I've just been told.
Ooh, we're doing a giveaway?
Yeah.
Cool, can I win?
No, not allowed. I've been told we've got a few copies to give away. I don't know how many a few copies is because it's very vague.
We don't have any copies to give away anymore.
And it ends September 21st. Oh, apparently it came out last week. I don't know if we mentioned that, it coming out.
So you got 2.5 weeks,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, you got 2.5 weeks to enter. There will be info on the website tomorrow.
Our website. Gamercast.net.
And you could have been a chance to win a few copies. No, you
is
win
this a
copy.
PC game?
It's
what
PC
is this?
Game. It's PC.
What sort of game
I
is
imagine
it?
You'd get a Steam code.
What sort of game is it?
It's, isn't it a kind of slightly strategic-based game? Sure, it's the one who knows about it.
Oh well, I can't be bothered anymore.
Really?
Since I'm not allowed to enter my own competition. Tactical strategy, that's my sort of game. I think I'm going to have to win a copy of that. Dear guy, please can I have the code for the game I won? Are you actually showing me the trailer? Don't show me the trailer. We don't have time for this. This is Gamercast, not 60 minutes.
60 minutes.
Apparently it's super fun.
And we have a few copies to give away. So I find it nice and vague that I've been told we have a few copies, not a set number of copies. Yeah, so if you'd like to win it, check out the Gamercast website. I'm sure it'll be on the Facebook as well, or the Twitter. Wherever you look, once Charlotte has put the post together. But keep an eye on it, because you could win a copy of Jagged Alliance Crossfire, which means you don't need a copy of Jagged Alliance to play it, and it'll be on the YouTubes.
Okay.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Apparently, it is time for that. So last week, everyone, despite the technical difficulties, would have heard this.
Is it some kind of Kinect game? No, it's not, is it? It was an old game.
I'm really surprised that no one actually got that. The answer was the movies. You know that crappy game by, what's his name? The guy? What's his name? I can picture him in a game being annoying. Let's not name him because he's had enough attention this show.
He's had a fair amount of attention.
Yeah, no more attention, you! You're not welcome on our show anymore unless you make Black and White free. I don't care who owns the license. Do it. Before the Pokemons do it. So yeah, GZ to no one.
Yeah,
once again,
Charlotte should have got it. She paid the movies lots. She made movies.
I don't know what's happening with naming that game, but nobody's guessing it lately. So I'm like making it progressively and progressively easier.
You're making it hard as well, though. How many people do you think have actually played the movies? A Windows-only title that had a really expensive special edition.
Eight people.
I think it might be a bit
nine?
More than eight or nine.
Well, that's enough. Apparently, what? We don't care if you were in a hospital, you stupid chat room people. Anyway, let's get on with this week's...
You're so lovely, Paul.
This is a game that, I'll tell you right now, millions of people have played. And millions of people have loved. This is a sequel to one of my all-time favorite games. This game should be remade exactly like it was without messing it up.
Hello.
That was the Amiga version, by the way. Some people might have heard a slightly different soundtrack. So the SNES version had a totally horrible soundtrack that was rubbish. The Genesis was a bit better. The Amiga or Archimedes had the better soundtracks.
And this is a sequel to one of your favourite games.
Yeah. The sequel is still pretty good as well. Let's not get that confused.
And it was on the SNES and Mega
SNES,
Drive.
It was
and
on everything.
Amiga.
On everything. PC. Yeah, it was on PC as well. Although I don't recall what the Sound Blaster support was like. But.
Hmm. No other clues.
Unlike the first one, it had a storyline. The storyline, in my opinion, was annoying.
Have I played this game?
Oh, probably.
I can't think of what's come out. Well, loads of stuff came out back then on all platforms.
It's not Elite, by the way.
Of course it's not Elite. Didn't come out the SNES and Mega Drive.
It's not SimCity either.
No, I know it's not SimCity. I know what SimCity 2000 sounds like. That and SimCity 2000 is not on the Mega Drive and is a sequel to SimCity. You can't spell Amiga. Omega. Or Omegal. That's an exclamation mark. Commandor. Spectram. Oh, okay, you're spelling stuff weirdly. Omega. How would you spell SNES? Snap.
Come on, are we going to have a guess? Come on, chat room. You have 10 seconds to give me a guess.
I don't know.
People listening to the show after we record it. Feedback at GamerCast on it. Send an email to that email address. You might even want to include a subject like name that game and include your guess in there. YouTube people, I don't really check that. So
I do.
Whatever. But yeah, we need guesses because we know loads of you have played it. I'm telling you right now, at least two people in the chat room have played that. You've played it. I've played it. What are you doing? You're not allowed to cheat on the internet.
I'm not cheating. I'm checking no one.
You're having a look on YouTube
on...
to see if we.
Paul!
There was no episode on YouTube last week because I didn't bother uploading it.
Oh, was there not? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the point in doing work for an episode that nobody appreciates. So yeah, that's it then, really. Whatever. Have a guess. You know, you haven't even guessed. You used to guess.
I used to guess, but now I don't know what. I don't know what to guess. I don't want it to be silly. I don't want to be totally wrong. But I don't know.
What about Clive? What about Gary? What about these people? They come on, they're like my generation, apart from Clive and Gary, who were like 20 years older than me. You guys should know.
I'm not that far off the same age as you.
Yeah, boy, little kid. Little kid when this came out. I was a slightly bigger kid.
Still, even if I was a little kid, I played my stuff later than other people.
Yeah, boy, you didn't play no games. I play games.
New releases this week.
Everyone looks like.
What the hell is a Wappy Dog?
Have you seen it?
Of course I haven't seen it.
You'll probably see it soon. So there's not a huge amount coming out. There is, however, this thing.
Oh my god, it's an actual dog.
Yeah, it's a virtual pet.
I'm having that. That's mine now.
50 quid.
50 quid, nay boy, you never mind.
And it's DS only.
So what is it, a remote control dog you control from the DS?
Or yeah, you can play with him in the game, but there's also out of game stuff. I'll read about it anyway. So first up, we've got Port Royale 3, Pirates and Merchants. This is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. This is the third game in the Port Royale series. You embark on an epic adventure through the Caribbean during the turbulent 17th century, where the naval powers of Spain, England, France, and the Netherlands all fight for supremacy in their in the colonies.
Sorry, what year was this?
The turbulent 17th century.
Okay.
Is that okay? You take on the role as a young captain trying to build his fortune and reputation in the world of colonies. In the new world colonies. Campaign consists of two different paths for the young protagonist to follow, adventurer and trader. So adventurer will take you down like naval conquest stuff, where you go through raids, do piracy, bounty hunting, plundering and conquering cities, whereas trader sees you be all economic and become a powerful trading tycoon, setting up trade routes, building production facilities and developing cities as well. And there's also a free play mode where you can craft a combination of the two paths together to be like a pirate trader. So yeah, that's coming out. I wonder how well it will work on 360 and PS2, but then again, I don't know how it really controls that well. Okay, next up we have Wappy Dog. It has a bit of a silly name. I was amazed when I saw it, because I was just like, what is this? There's a little dog in the box. So Wappy Dog is a Nintendo DS game. It comes in what looks like a DS-sized box, but like big. Because there's a little dog inside, there's a robot dog, along with a copy of the game. It's a virtual pet game, where not only do you have a virtual pet, but you also have a slightly more real pet in front of you. It's still not a real pet, it's a little robot dog. But it kind of crosses between stuff, because you've got like gameplay that takes place with the real little dog and in the game dog. So for example,
flipping Windsor's crashed my server.
Really?
Stupid Terraria bug where it kills the Ethernet port.
So for example, you can teach your dog tricks, play mini games, and even talk with it. I believe that would be in the virtual one. He's got a thing called home mode where you communicate. Where you communicate with your Wappy via your Nintendo DS and watch the physical dog react appropriately. And there's also travel mode where you just play with the dog inside your DS, because of course you're not going to have the dog with you on a bus or something like that. Apparently, every Wappy Dog experience is a personalised one. You can customise his name, the in-game version of what he looks like, and also the out-of-game physical one, because you get a little pack of stickers and all this other stuff which you can stick all over him. Apparently, he develops a strong emotional attachment through deep simulation and the real-world interaction of a physical companion. He can sing 16 different songs and can be trained to learn more tricks. Conversational prompts are answered with hundreds of evolving barked responses translated by Nintendo DS software. You can take Wappy anywhere. Thanks to the data exchange between the toy and the game, the virtual and physical Wappy Dog share the same experiences. So there's some AI stuff going on there. Training and caretaking grant new interactions and accessories to players. You care for the dog, you groom him, feed him, play with him, customize what he looks like, play mini games. Apparently the physical dog cheers or cries, expressing mood through sound and movement based on how well he's performing in the game. So if you don't treat your dog well, he's going to be whining everywhere. That'd be quite bad.
Oh yeah,
to have a dog whining, you'd be like, go away Wappy. Not that his name would be Wappy, because you change it. And then finally we've got two other games, haven't we? iCarly Groovy Foodie. What a name for a game. This is a Nintendo DS game, which is in the iCarly series. I think it might be a TV show. So with all these people I've never heard of. But you're serving food to people. For example, spaghetti tacos, donuts on the stick, and fudge balls. It's all got to do with this TV show called iCarly. And then also a fairly big release, although probably not as big as they used to be, Sims 3 Supernatural, which not only has exclusive Plants vs. Zombies stuff for the game, which includes a zombie outfit. It also includes Supernatural Sims, which means witches, wizards, werewolves, vampires, fairies, and they've all got their own abilities, traits, and interactions. So they've kind of added something to the Sims games, which haven't really been there before. Have they?
Huh? What? So I was concentrating on Terraria.
Okay.
Because Windsor crashed my server.
I know. Well, I was just saying how Sims hasn't done Supernatural before, really.
Well, you've had ghosts and stuff, haven't you, in the past?
Yeah, but still, and like creepy clowns, but not really the same thing. Because this is, you can have your Sim as werewolves and stuff like that. It's for the Twilight people, isn't it? The Twilights. But yeah, so new Sims expansion, I guess they're still £20 when they come out, or are they more than that now?
It depends on the expansion. Some of them are like £10, some of them are £30.
Well, you know, stuff for £10. Stuff packs. It
depends on the expansion.
But yeah, Supernatural, Sims 3 Supernatural, there's limited edition, I believe, which is the one with Plants vs. Zombie stuff, and you should be able to pick it up from All Good Stores. I think the weirdest release
don't
this week...
Don't say All Good Stores. Man, I have a store.
My nose is itchy.
We don't sell The Sims. It don't mean it's a bad store.
The most interesting release this week is the Wappy Dog, because I think it's kind of weird. I kind of want to see what the dog does. We should watch a video on YouTube to see if he's actually
good. I'm not that interested to waste 3 seconds watching the video.
£50. I want to just see him interact and then whine like a poor little doggy. But not like that.
Okay.
He doesn't look like he's got enough emotion in him, though. He's quite a simple-looking little robot dog.
Feba!
Yeah, he's no what, Sony robot dog.
No, we need a Sony robot dog, because... they're cool, and it's a real robot.
But you can't play with them on your Nintendo DS.
I don't have a Nintendo DS. I have a computer. It's a million times more powerful than a Nintendo DS.
Can you take your computer and your monitors on the bus? No.
I'll take my portable computer on the bus.
Which is less powerful.
It's still a thousand times more powerful than a DS. Rubbish.
Aww. I'm sorry.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Good. I'll catch everyone next week. What? You have to guess the name of that game.
Yeah, guesses for name that game. Because Paul seems to think everyone should know what it is, and I guess I should know what it is, but I don't really know because I can't think of what it is.
I don't think anyone can hear you over the music.